Hey guys, welcome back to Growing Up Millennial. This is Bristol, and I'm here with my two regular co-hosts, Ian and Quincy. And we're back for another episode. And we've had a lot going on, so sorry about the delay in getting these episodes out. We've just had a lot of personal stuff going on, a lot of birthdays this month, so right now there's just no consistency in getting these out. We're trying our best to get them out once a week, but some stuff had come out with me personally, and then I know we all have a bunch of birthdays and friends' birthdays and stuff like that, so we're doing our best. But yeah, so anyways, what do y'all got?
Had a good birthday.
Quincy's over there looking for lunch.
Yep. I'm over here starving. I had a birthday. Went to the Bill Burr show. That was pretty fun.
No cell phone recordings.
You guys have ruined everything now. And then the Queen died 2 days before my birthday. And then my birthday is the day before September 11th. So I just can't catch a fucking break. Around my birthday, so
I have an uncle whose birthday is September 11th.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, I'm a September birthday as well, but it's right before October, so nobody really, cares a lot. You know, it's on the downhill slope. Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
Yeah,
it's your birthday.
I know, but in my family, it's the last one, so they're like, "Oh, here's a card."
There's a car. That's not true at all.
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
What about you, Bristol?
We bought a Nintendo Switch over the weekend. Oh, we kind of had
a OLED, an OLED.
That's what I said, OLED. But I guess it's OLED.
I don't know. I'm just...
Well, yes. We kind of had a fiasco with Amazon. We're not big no offense.
Yeah. Amazon's very hit or miss. Yeah.
We're not really big
kind of
Amazon feature. Or I can't talk. We're not big Amazon people.
Like, we're not fanboys of Amazon.
Fans, that's what I meant to say. I said feature.
We're not feature-linked fans of...
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so... Everyone's like, I remember in the summertime when, Prime Day was happening, and everyone's like, Prime Day. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't care.
I never use Amazon. Is Quincy, are you a secret Amazon fan over there?
I have some things that I order from Amazon.
Like technology or something?
It's usually like piecemeal stuff. Like if I just don't want to drive and go find it, I'll look it up on Amazon, but...
Either way you go, it's a beating.
It is.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they just name their own prices. Like, you'll go shopping 1 month, and then the price will be this, and you're like, oh, that's good. And then you come back, and then it's $10, $15 more, and they sneak that in, and then you're shipping. Because I used to be a Prime member, never got my freaking packages on time. And then I canceled it, and then they try to bring you back in every few months, and I don't like that.
They make it seem like everything's in stock, but at the same time, it's in stock 3 states away, so it's going to take a little while to get to you, but it is in stock.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had an issue with the Switch because Ian bought it on Amazon, and then they're like, it seems like your package is lost or stolen. So we're like,
I don't think they implied it was stolen. It's just kind of that insider knowledge that people's like, if it's out for delivery and it doesn't show up, it got stolen.
Yeah, so we canceled all of our orders. I told Ian, let's just go to the store, go pick it up tonight, because we wanted to play this weekend. And it never showed up. So I said, let's just cancel the order and let's go pick it up in, Best Buy or whatever. And that's what we did. But we had to make multiple stops because then we wanted Mario Kart. And the Best Buy didn't have it. The first GameStop didn't have it.
They had the case on display, and then you get up there, and they're like, yeah, bro, I don't have that. It's like, oh. Well, why was I waiting? I waited for 10 minutes because this guy's like, I want to trade in my PlayStation 4. And then this other customer's like, oh, well, I didn't know about that. I want to talk about this for 10 minutes. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just trying to buy one game, and it's not even in stock. So then we go to the other GameStop. They have it, so we buy that.
The manager's like, you want a PS5? I can get you a PS5 in like 5 minutes. All you got to do is, I'm like, what? Why is this so complicated? Just have enough items in stock, you know.
Isn't PlayStation getting like having a lawsuit against them for something about not having in stock or something? I don't know.
They got a couple of pending things.
It's just like not everything is a supply chain thing. They're letting people buy out all the surplus of inventory, and there's a dude out with a van selling PS5s for $300 plus to mark it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, my brother, I think he's got like two or three of them, but he searches, like, you know, he calls like Nebraska Furniture Marts and out of state. And to me, it's just like, it's not worth it. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
I used to love Sony, but I think this is probably their last go around because Microsoft just killed it. You can play on your computer, you can play on your console, you can have it wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. PC gaming.
PC. And Sony's had a 20-year head start on Microsoft. So if you're not going to release that back catalog of games, mm-hmm. and you're double charging people for games that anybody can go buy God of War anytime at any GameStop.
Yeah.
Stop trying to sell me a premium subscription to this game that I don't want. If I wanted it, I would have had it by now. So
yeah. But we like the Switch because then we also can play the older games.
Not the full library, though.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, like I'm playing Mario 64 or whatever it's called. I don't know.
But wouldn't Nintendo own the license to all the old games? I don't know.
I have no idea.
But they bought out Sega. That's what's cool to me.
Yeah. So, we're having fun playing Mario Kart. And we played online with our friends.
She laughed at me for playing the original Mario Kart. She laughed and was like, what are those graphics? I'm like, this was groundbreaking at the time. This was
I'm
the
not
highest
laughing
level.
At you. I know what it was. I just did not play that particular game.
I had more fun playing that Mario Kart than I've had playing any other game in like a year.
So does that mean like we're all going to party up on like Smite or something, like do a full 5-man party?
I have no idea.
I do know what you're talking about.
I mean, because Ian's got the PC, you've got the Switch, I've got PlayStation, we can all jump on.
I have all my retro consoles as well, but it's a beating to get all that stuff out.
Yeah.
Or we could play Ark now. Is Ark crossplay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm on Discord and whatever I bought it on.
Somebody created a server that I think is cross-platform.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think. According to what I'm seeing, I'm just witnessing that
stuff. I joined some game that my friend at work made. I don't know.
She doesn't know the terminology.
Yeah, I don't even know the terminology.
So what was your first build in Ark?
They gave me clothes. That's all I got. And
so
I learned how to fly, but then I got lost, and then the owl was stuck in the air, so I had to go get on the owl somehow. Somebody dropped me on the owl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know what I was doing. And I felt bad.
Maybe I'll
try it again.
Have you ever been so consumed by a video game that you were borderline addicted to it? Like it could be Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead or some open world map thing.
I don't know. I really like Grand Theft Auto, but I really need a new one. You know, they've had this one out for so long. And I feel like I've played online and I've finally beat the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, with Ian's help, it's not like I did it all myself. I'm terrible shooting.
The gaming police would write you a ticket for not playing 100% of the full game.
Yeah.
Because I helped on certain Ooh. Missions.
Oh. Ooh. You know, Smurf account.
Where they have like 20 people shooting at you, one yeah. person. I think and I'm just me, like, yeah, I can't keep up with this.
Tenchu Wrath of Heaven was probably like the greatest game that ever came out to me. You just run around killing people as a ninja, and it's just one of those games where it's like it doesn't need to make sense. It doesn't need to have a good story. It's just it gave you what you wanted.
Yeah.
And the multiplayer was ahead of its time back then. So that was mine. What about you, Ian?
Years ago, I probably put several hundreds of hours into Grand Theft Auto 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I printed, me and my brother printed out every cheat code. It was like 50 pages. And my dad's like, who used all the ink? And we're like, I don't know. It's like, I'm like, here's the thing to get 5-star alarms or wanted level. Here's all the weapons. Here's a tank. And we would just go ham, just terrorizing the yeah. Liberty City or whatever. So, but I don't really get into all the, like, open world. What's that one? Not Remnant. Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Like, I remember I had a friend that got really big into Skyrim, and he'd just get off work and just jump into that.
Just that for world. Hours every just, night. I think I did that with Warframe for the first few years that the PS4 came out. And then after a while, I was like, I just can't seem sinking that time into this game anymore.
I get a little burnt out with, like, sometimes I play Destiny, and you always have to do all these little, feels like chores.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to go to this store, and I've got to refund. I'm like, I'm making transactions, like I'm going to return clothes. Yeah. Like, oh, I got to go trade this gun in. Like,
that's how Red Dead is, yeah. you know?
You loved it. You were out there documenting wildlife like it's National Geographic.
I didn't do here's the Southwest whole goddamn bobcat. World.
The geno is this and the species. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm documenting in my journal. I'm like, why are you not robbing like trains?
I was intentionally doing that, though. It was just part of the game.
That was the Nat Geo mod she but was playing right there.
Red Dead is a lot of fun, especially yeah. if you like Grand Theft Auto,
because
it's made by the same, you know, it's made by Rockstar, so.
Yeah, I don't know. After, what was it, San Andreas and Vice City, that's when, you know, my interest in that fell off, because I got
into like,
Battlefield after that. Heavy and first person shooters.
Yeah. Like I've never played Halo and I feel like
Halo's fun.
I could never do it.
It's pretty fun.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah. I'm not a good shooter, that's why.
Oh man.
And I feel like everybody else sees me before I see them and they're just like, boop, you're dead, and I'm just like, okay, this is not fun. Like, I don't want to die every 5 seconds.
Like, in the competitive multiplayer, yes. Like
yeah.
But in just the mini games, like, that you can play with your friends, like, running from the little avalanche and stuff like that, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
After, like, 10-plus years of playing, like, first-person shooters, or since I was playing video games that involve that, I just get burnt out on the competitive multiplayer grinding of, hey, I'm going to snipe this guy 3 miles away. It's not physically possible to do that, but in this game, I'm getting headshot at, you know, it's just not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun anymore to grind like that. So,
I don't know.
You got to find a more low-key game, something chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do we want to dive in?
Yeah. I think the reality of today's topic is reality TV shows.
I see what you did there. I like that.
I was trying to make it sound so serious, like the reality is. I wanted to do a little full episode feature on the reality TV show. What would you call it? Buzz or the resurgence or just the rapid growth of all these shows that came out of nowhere that everybody believed, man, this stuff's just 100% true and real life and happening in real time. And And for a while, maybe it was, but there's a lot of iconic shows and ones that maybe I may list off that you'll go, oh yeah, I remember that, or why did we like that show?
But you know? it's like a black hole, because it's like anything that you want could be a reality show.
That's right.
Like, is it Cake on Netflix? Like, I find myself watching that at night sometimes, and I'm like, why am I watching this?
Oh, let me but watch.
So do you ever get him right?
Yeah.
Like, all the time?
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't it hard to tell?
Not for me.
Not for you?
No. Uh-uh.
You're like, I know what Cake looks like.
Yeah.
I can pick out Cake. That's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real. I haven't actually seen the show, but I know what the concept is. Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of start off like old school, and then I'll just kind of work my way. I kind of feel like the peak, or maybe it's like late 90s when reality TV kind of hit the stratosphere, as some may say. Mm-hmm. But one of the first ones I can remember, and we've kind of discussed it, is like cops filming with law enforcement, and they just kind of highlight certain cases, or all they do is go film in Florida, and there's your reality TV is, you know.
Yeah, I think nowadays, just like everything else from the 90s and early 2000s, is cringy.
Yeah.
Okay, can I go on a side little tangent?
Here's where you take
it. I don't know. May you?
Can you?
May I? Oh, I want to slap anyone who says that. Can I slap you? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. May you?
We haven't made one show into this.
Okay.
You're going to side quest.
No,
this.
I wanted to say, because yesterday we were watching American Pie, because I was like, I feel like I've seen most of this, but I don't know if I've seen it like from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So we started watching it, and I'm like, damn. There's so many problematic things in this movie. Like,
doesn't age well.
Just sexual assault all across the board.
I'm so proud of Bristol for watching the movie.
I told her, I said, it's raunchy. It was raunchy at the time.
And why is the dad being like, here's porno? What?
That old Stop. School boys will be boys coming of age, raunchy.
What's the,
and
the
that's why we
name?
Had Woodstock 99.
I'll agree with that.
I'll agree with that.
What is the actor's name? Levinson? Is it? No, Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got on my nerves in that series because he was the hip dad, you know? Keeping
no.
real homies. And
yeah. No.
Just, I'm like,
he's hilarious.
He's I do love him in Schitt's Creek because that's probably my favorite show of all time, but that movie and those that probably you know that whole you know movie
did you hear
franchise.
Stifler's mom on there when she was talking about what that did for her career
did it stop it
ago? Well no. She's like she just like had a sex with like a bunch of people just off of that, like people fetishizing her.
Her character was called
A MILF,
yeah. But she used it towards her real personal life, and there's
Is that where the terminology came from? Like, they came up with that terminology in the movie?
Do you think me and Quincy know the answer to that?
Do you think we would answer if we did know? Do you think we would say it on the podcast? That's guy code.
I need to know.
We need to know. Circa what year MILF came out? Anyone that listens to the podcast.
When was the term trademarked?
Exactly.
When
we
was
know.
That term trademarked?
Okay, can I move on? Are you done with your little side quest of American Pie?
Well, it goes into all of that shit, and it's still going on today, is all problematic.
Okay, we're not looking to write the 90s.
I know, but I'm just saying we've grown up a lot, but we still need some
power.
Growing up more to do.
I just wanted to talk about road rules on MTV. I didn't want to go back and cancel all these shows.
I missed this. I really did, guys. This is like the favorite part of my week.
Go ahead. Content to you.
It's been a
Continue.
Long time since we've done a podcast, but Real World and Road Rules on MTV. Seven strangers living in a house.
Loved it.
And they could not bring seven or eight of the most different people and force them into a home. And some of those people have real issues, real problems.
Yeah. Real bad issues.
That has to be one of the longest running shows. I don't know what it looks like now because I stopped watching it because all the challenges took over.
Yeah, the challenges kind of ruin it for me.
Yeah, I'm not really
I
into
did
the
watch
challenge.
Them initially, but then why are they still going on?
Content?
I don't get that.
MTV still has content, or they've switched
That's
it over
non-music.
To...
non-music.
They've kept it going for Gen X and millennials that like those characters.
Yeah.
Because CT is still, like, winning. Like, and this dude's like...
He's still dominating.
Yeah, he's still dominating
drunk
everything.
Drunk alcoholic.
CT. Yeah. The one with the big eyes?
Yeah, I think CT.
Boston yeah. guy. Big, muscular.
Yeah.
His girlfriend died of cancer.
Oh, gee. Oh.
See, that's how much I've watched those challenges. I know.
He knows the story arcs. He knows.
He follows them on Instagram.
That's right.
But I had a thing about the real world. They would film in different cities, like Austin, Texas, Boston, L.A., stuff like that. Real World Miami. 2003 with Carmen from Southern Charm.
No, Cameron, not Carmen. Ew.
No, there was a Carmen.
I hate that name.
There was a Carmen, I think.
Maybe, but her name is Cameron.
All right, I confused her name.
And she was, she made out with Brad.
Yeah, Brad and I can't think of the other guy's name, but it's a good season.
That was a good season, and I love Cameron. I follow her on Instagram.
See, I knew you would pick up on that. So you thought you were
I know that
late.
One. Okay. And you mentioned Austin. I remember when they were coming to Texas. Mm-hmm. I saw it on NBC5.
That's when
Deborah Ferguson. Mm-hmm. I saw her yesterday. Maybe that was a sign. I got to talk about this. At Mutt's yesterday. It was just like, Deborah Ferguson, NBC5. And then that was it. I was like, that's a commercial? Okay.
Great news
anyways.
Name. Yeah.
Anyways, you're interrupting. Jesus. Anyway, she was reporting that the real world is coming to the Lone Star State in Texas. They'll be filming in Austin, blah, 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 blah. And I was so excited. My toxic trait is thinking that at 16 years old, I'm going to get on the real,
on the real world.
You were really putting all your eggs in that basket?
No, no. I would have never actually tried out. But I remember... watching, you know, the very first episode, and I remember specifically the girl Rachel. She had brown hair, and she her audition tape or whatever was her pretending to be Rachel Ray and putting all these different things that make up her, and she was like mixing it in a bowl.
You actually remember her audition?
Why would you remember that?
I don't know, but that stuck in my head.
In the first episode, Danny got punched so hard it broke his eye orbital socket on 6th Street. Like they're like, hey, you guys go get hammered drunk out on 6th Street. And all these dudes are seeing the camera, and they're just running their mouth because the real world been going on. And that dude just got lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll always remember that. Like, I'm not going on the real world to have my eye socket.
Right. See, that scene I remembered, but I don't remember her audition at all.
I don't know why that sticks out. I remember when they walked in to the... to the house, and I remember that they each had their own set of boots that they could pick out, and they had different colored. I remember one of them was pink, and I was like, ooh, I would pick the pink ones. I was so excited. But yeah.
This is coming from a person that doesn't remember anything.
Yeah, like I have movies. A bad memory.
Well, okay. Let me move to the next one. We have ties to this. American Idol. Kelly Clarkson, season one.
Yeah.
She's from Burleson, Texas.
Everyone. I remember this girl I didn't like on the bus. The next day after she won, she was like, I think her name was Marissa or something. She was like asking one of the other girls, did you see American Idol last night? Kelly Clarkson won. And I was just like, yeah, I've never seen American Idol. But she wasn't talking to me. She was talking to someone else. But I remember everyone was so excited.
She's local girl.
Yeah.
She came from the theater.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know.
Her song was, was it Once for a Moment, Just One Time? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I like Kelly Clarkson. She's still down to earth.
She's down to earth.
She is. Shout out to
Kelly. Southern twang in her voice.
Yeah. She seems like somebody I would want to go, like, eat with.
Still. If she had a brand of, like, kitchenware, I would go buy it.
I would buy it, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson cutlery.
Yeah, I would cop it.
Okay, so... she got outshined by Bristol's favorite country singer, Carrie Underwood, season 3 or 5, or Daughtry.
He's being sarcastic.
Oh.
Daughtry, he won. He was a big winner. Bo Bice.
Ruben
Studdard.
Ruben's
guys,
whatever happened to Ruben?
Dude, nobody
he's probably
knows.
Loaded singing like I don't know, R&B, jazz, something, slow jams. I don't
probably.
Know.
I'm just saying, you haven't heard of him in years.
Kate
or
Hudson,
what about
sorry,
that other
snap.
Guy?
Kate Hudson was on there.
Yeah.
She won the pentathlon.
Kate Hudson.
Is that her name?
No.
No, that's an actor.
Jennifer Hudson.
I'm sorry. Golly. I'm old. I'm geriatric. Leave me alone.
I was like, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
I don't know who that is, but...
No, I think Jennifer has won... Wait, didn't she win, like, the GOAT Award or something?
Crown
Grammy?
Yeah.
Oscar?
Yeah. She's been doing a lot on Broadway and everything now. She's killing it.
And something else. It was like, I think that's what it's called.
A Grammy, a Tony, Academy Award for...
And something else. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
She's killing the game.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
And she didn't
like,
win American Idol, so what does that say? Those judges on American Idol, Simon, and what was the, Simon, Paula, and
Randy.
Randy was in Journey. He's like, oh, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Dog.
And she's so humble, too. Like, you can't help but to like Jennifer Hudson.
Very talented.
And Fantasia Barrino, too, because her story was really good.
Oh, I remember, yeah, Fantasia, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she had a really tough.
Can I be honest? Okay, we watch American Ninja Warrior every once in a while.
I wonder when that came out.
And
10 years ago.
Yeah.
I hate the fluff stories.
Oh my gosh, the fluff stories.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them.
That's the best part.
No, it's the I just want to watch. Just go.
Every Ninja Warrior has a humble beginnings, a reason to root.
They lost an arm and then they grew one back. Like, I don't get it.
And then it's like, or, you know, I'm out here to show people that homeless people can do backflips. And I'm like, you know, if I was homeless, I'd have other things I'd be worried about than doing the salmon ladder. Okay. I'm going to keep it.
I would
real.
Do ninja tricks for a sandwich. Like,
right.
Like,
and it's always the same thing to open my own Ninja Warrior gym. Why? You're here all the time. You've been here 13 times and you can't get past the warp wall. You don't need a gym.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't improve, especially as you get older. You're not going to just gain this vertical jumping ability to get over the warp wall. Like, hi, my name's Ian. I'm 57 years old and I'm going back for my 9th time. Like, dude, give it up.
You haven't gone past this level.
Right.
Okay. There's somebody in his neighborhood that has like a whole setup in their front yard. And I'm like, please tell me.
But you know what? You know what? I think Ninja Warrior came from, there used to be the show back in the day. And it was like Unbeatable Banzuke or something. It was like a Japanese game show. Yeah. And I used to love the BMX challenge ones where they would do that. That was my favorite. So they need to bring that back. Because I'm tired of seeing, you know, homeless people backflip into water.
You have that, what is it, most extreme elimination game?
Yeah.
And that is based off of a Japanese game where people were just getting annihilated playing these crazy obstacles, and they then put it on American TV called, I forgot what they called it, but...
Yeah.
But that's not important. I'll just keep going. Here's two of the biggest heavy hitting... Because I'm not going to be able to think of the name. Okay, two of the bigger names that came out relatively at the same time. Amazing Race and Survivor.
Never loved seen them. Either one
Can
of those.
Can you like both of them? Can you love one of them?
Loved them both.
I remember Survivor. there was a naked guy walking around on season one or two. I think his name was Richard Hatch.
And then that's when they came up with, oh my god, I got a new show idea, Naked and Afraid. That's another one.
$1 million idea.
Another spinoff.
Yeah. I love Naked and Afraid.
Never seen it.
You had a guy.
I'll never watch this stuff.
Ooh, it's brutal. I can't do it. Yeah.
I think that show is so weird. Because
I watched, what was it, Afraid or something?
The other.
On Netflix.
Surviving.
And it was kind of boring. It was boring.
I love those shows because it shows that there are just some people that are not designed to be in nature. Because you always get like the hippie chick that's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a primal survival master, and it's about being one with nature. And then it's like mosquitoes, you know, first day, and she's like, I'm out. And it's like, what the fuck have you been doing this whole time? Mosquitoes stopped you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, I was drinking the water and. I've had diarrhea for 5 minutes. Like, that's the best part of the show, is like seeing them quit and then their score go down, and I'm like, that's what I thought, you punk. Yeah, you're not designed for this.
Discovery Channel has been putting out those survival shows forever.
Yeah.
And then you get these people that look like they haven't seen a single episode, and yeah, they go out on this competition. I'm like, you're not going to last 20 minutes.
No.
You know,
because they always try to come in and they try to look good on, like, Naked and Afraid. And I'm like, you do realize, like, 90% of this show is, like, trying to find food. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'd come in, like, 350 pounds and I'd just sleep the whole time. You know what I mean? That's my plan.
Does that work?
Yeah.
You lose a lot of
weight.
You would.
Yeah. People lose, like, 40, 50 pounds.
But can you just not eat if you're that big?
Yeah. Your body will just start eating the fat. Know. Yeah.
He has his own
strategy.
Obviously. Right.
And I know mine would work. Okay.
Don't mind.
Mosquitoes from Louisiana. I'll eat a mosquito. Come on.
I'll eat a mosquito.
I think the funniest. Okay, let me move on. Okay, this is unrelated. Pumped. Did y'all ever watch Pumped?
Yes.
Yes. I did watch that.
That's a big yes. For
yep.
all yeah. of us. Yep. Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
Freaking out celebrities in Los Angeles and doing outrageous stunts, like knocking down a Christmas tree in front of, was it Beyonce or Mariah Carey?
I could not tell you one episode.
It ruined Christmas for all the kids, and they're like, you killed Christmas. And Beyonce's like, I'm so sorry.
Now, the real question is, Jamie Kennedy Experiment or Punked? Which one was better?
I did watch Jamie Kennedy Experiment.
I don't know.
He was funny. He was underrated funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good show. And
The brace face one was always my favorite, when he had the retainer in and he couldn't talk and he'd be freaking out on people.
Yeah.
That was the best.
I remember chuckling quite a bit on his skits, and eventually it led to me buying Malibu's Most Wanted at Blockbuster on clearance. One of the best decisions
of your life.
Yeah.
Of your
life. Good value. It's good value.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a
break dancing?
No. Oh. It was like Silent Library or something you told. I think you reminded me of it. And I watched a couple episodes or a episode.
You need to ask my parents, because they religiously watch all that type of stuff.
His parents.
Or TV people.
Watch, what is it?
A ridiculousness. Have you ever seen that with Rob? Yeah.
They used to all the time. Yeah. I can't do that show.
Half the show is really good. The other half is.
He shows people throwing up.
Just the gross out factor.
Just gross stuff. Sick and I can't do that. Stuff.
Well, you know, I like Rob Dyrdek when he had his run with Robin Big.
Yes.
I love that show, but you have to take him in such small doses.
Small doses, yeah.
Because he's just a lot. The whole time.
I used to binge watch Robin Big and Fantasy Factory, and then something happened to where I just was like, I'm done.
Once Fantasy Factory hit, I was kind of like,
I don't remember that one.
It's like, okay, guys, where are we going with this?
I thought it was cool for a minute.
Yeah. I miss Big, man.
But if you look on MTV, like 90% of their
day... Is that Jeff Tremaine and Rob Dyrdek and...
Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
That's all
it is. That's all I got now.
Newlyweds, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
I watched
MTV.
That.
Mm-mm. I remember a few episodes because...
I couldn't tell you anything besides the tuna thing, but that was it.
No. I didn't think they were big enough to warrant my attention.
To warrant a show?
Yeah.
That's good.
A Britney Spears and Kevin Federline had their own show.
That's a peg down, don't.
On, like, what was it, 21 or something? My 21?
Kevin Federline is not getting any time from me. I'm sorry.
No, I know. But I'm saying... They had their own show.
Oh, I know.
And I feel like, how come if Britney is such on a higher level?
Well, she had that phase where she was having, you know Britney more than anybody.
Treating her very well back
then. I'm not going to try to go, ooh, hey, did you know about Britney Spears? Like, no, I'm not saying anything. Pimp My Ride with Exhibit.
Hell
watched
yeah.
It.
I loved Pimp My Ride.
Loved it. But I will say,
your mom,
like,
killed herself, so we put a hangman's noose in your back window. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a frozen smoothie maker in your passenger seat. Make a smoothie while you're cruising down the...
Yeah, it's like, I love smoothies, but I don't want a smoothie maker
in my
car. Is there a sink in there, too, so I can wash it out?
We heard you broke your leg at the beach one time, so we put a waterfall in your back seat. Why? Yeah. Why? How does this stuff work when you go to get an oil change? Like,
and
that's
then,
all I wanted to know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't feel like, did they actually redo the engine or anything? I don't know.
There's been a lot of reports, and we may have to do a deep dive
into
this.
We might have to.
Because they said that show is janky as hell.
I've seen videos of guys that have purchased those vehicles, which are now like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look at this. Like, the TVs they used back then were very different, of course.
Yeah.
And just like, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Those things are so run down. Not worth any money besides, hey, did you know this was on Pimp My Ride?
That's it.
Just Exhibit going around knocking on people's doors like, what
and like,
up? You know, and
honestly,
you've been pimped.
How is he? I don't feel like he was a big enough celebrity to like have his own show.
X to the ZI bit? You don't think he was big enough?
No. No offense.
Don't hate on Exhibit. That's part of our childhood.
Exactly. He was in Def Jam.
That was
Vendetta.
The only thing that I could reference him from.
In Gridiron Gang with The Rock.
Gridiron.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie. So that makes sense.
Yep.
Never heard.
It's part of the Ian and Quincy universe, so he's official.
Okay, here's one that women go nuts on. The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Never watched it. Have I seen bits and pieces and maybe an episode here and there? Yes.
It's the same show every season.
It's the same show.
A bunch of skanky guys and girls get on there, and they all hook up and pass diseases to each other, and then they get married for a year and divorce. Like, it's the same thing.
It's like, no parent wants, you know, anything more than for their daughter to bring a guy home that's like, listen, I kind of like your daughter, and I'm probably going to bang her tonight. But I also got four other stops tonight, too. You know what I mean, Pops?
What I mean?
She's got a good chance, though.
Let
you
me
did
go
a good
ahead
job.
And get that hand in marriage or whatever. Let me ask that permission. Because I may choose her. It just depends. I may give her a rose.
Depending on how the night goes. Yep. Come on.
She's waiting till marriage. Nah, she's going to get cut.
She's
going to
get cut.
All right. I'm sorry. But I think the show is trashy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
I liked it for about 1 year because I was forced to watch it. I don't want to go into more in depth about it. But,
it was traumatic.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I thought,
I'm
not going to say that, but okay.
I got you.
Oh, heavy hitter. And to this day, I still like it even though his image has taken a big hit. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Again. Maybe I've seen a couple snippets, maybe an episode.
I don't care what racial slur he used. Whenever I'm looking for something,
do you think
Dog
is a hateful, racist person?
No, I would still eat with him. Yeah, Because every time I'm looking for something and I find it, I start singing the theme song to Dog the Bounty Hunter. Because I feel like Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he was just the white guy doing the Hawaiian, like, you know,
yeah.
Aloha, brother.
I just want to give that man some sunscreen, really. That's all I wanted to do. While
you know, he was in every, like, popular, like, Maxim, FHM magazine. There was articles all about him as the world's most, like, elite bounty hunter. But it turns out he's not even licensed as a bounty hunter.
God.
I hate poor reading stuff guy. Like that because it ruins part of your childhood. His son's names were Dwayne Lee and Leland and Baby Lisa.
Dwayne.
They drove Suburbans around. Chevy sponsored them for like 15 years. Brand new Tahoes every year, Suburbans.
Okay, and well then they're set for life.
They healed criminals with a cigarette in the back seat. And Dog says, you got to get off that ice, brother.
That's right.
That's right. It healed, saved lives.
Sometimes all you need is a little nicotine and a pep talk.
Throw a little dirt on it.
You got to quit hitting your wife, brother.
Was that right?
Here's one of my personal favorites, Deadliest Catch.
Oh, yeah.
Deadliest Catch.
Never seen it.
Whew, that's a heavy hitter.
That's a heavy one.
For $80,000 a season, you can be out there catching crab 23 out of 24 hours a day, working your ass off.
Yeah.
Getting hit by crab containers, getting thrown overboard.
That's really what you watch it for now.
Seasick for like 2 weeks straight, and then you're still working.
And then they go and they do another season right after that, too.
Blue Crab. Yeah. Fantastic.
I love that show. I like the salmon one, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Is tuna salmon or is tuna tuna and salmon a salmon?
Well, I mean, they catch multiple fish, but you can only catch like one a day or something like that. So they'll catch one big tuna, one big salmon or something like that. Mm. So it's pretty
interesting. Sorry, I've never seen it, so I don't know.
I'll bring it back to the mainstream, even though Discovery Channel people would agree with me. Fear Factor with Joe Rogan.
Did watch
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Fear Factor was groundbreaking, innovative.
Yeah.
And they knew to put it on right as you were having dinner.
Dinner.
Too.
So you could watch
you gotta eat
people
elk.
Eating bugs and all sorts of weird
always
shit.
Always tons of worms.
Yeah.
Worms and snakes and spiders
a lot
and
of
crickets.
Penis eating
and
on that show. Testicles and penises. So.
A lot of delicate stuff.
Delicatessens.
Yeah.
Pig stuff. Just weird animal stuff.
You have survived the fear factor.
Or eat this chocolate dipped cricket.
He said, fear is not a factor with you. This is Joe Rogan, and I'll kick you in the face. And that's
and
what
now
made
he's
Joe Rogan like,
a
huge.
Multimillionaire on Spotify.
Good for him. He was on News
Good for
Radio.
Him. that's all I'm going to say.
Did y'all ever watch Big Brother? I never really got
into
it.
I never really...
Never seen it. Don't know what it's about.
I think it's a CBS show, but I listed that off. I used to watch this dumb show called Hogan Knows Best about Hulk Hogan.
I did watch that,
unfortunately. Because his daughter was in the music industry.
I don't think she made it very far, unfortunately.
I think their family went to Splitsville.
Yeah.
And here's an A&E show. Growing Up Gotti. Do y'all remember that at all?
Yep. Growing Up what?
Gotti.
Yep.
The mob guy. What was his first name? Dave? John?
John Gotti.
John Gotti, yeah. There was a TV
Who
show
is
based
this
on.
Person?
He died in prison, I think. Mm-hmm. Or something. He's
what
a
did
mobster,
he do?
Mob boss, big guy.
Never seen it.
Like up there
I don't
with
even
Jimmy
know who you're
Hoffa
talking about.
It was
all those guys.
A lot of Jersey Shore vibes from the sons. That would be his sons, I think.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiled Italian kids.
That's probably why I didn't watch it.
Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Yeah, I tried to get into it, but I didn't.
I probably watched, you know, an episode here and there. Again, I don't dive deep into episodes while they're usually running.
Somebody probably
or
has
back
a podcast that's like, let's go over episode 8 of Simple Life.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, Nicole said, that's hot. And
they're just reading transcripts the whole time.
I think that's the downfall of reality TV is you start with like Paris Hilton and it's like, what are we watching?
Yeah.
I remember one episode They're like, yeah, we gotta go down to the Walmart. And then she's like, what's Walmart? She's and like, then it started not... this whole, she's so whatever. I don't know.
Where's the Versace store? We got Kmart or Walmart. Make a choice.
Make a choice.
And see, I think that like was our segue into the celebrity stuff more. Because that's when Keeping Up with the Kardashians came out.
Why were they famous to begin with?
Right.
The O.J. Simpson case.
There's a whole thing coming out right now, actually, surrounding that boat right there.
Somebody needs to just, in that show or just...
Well, they did in Keeping Up, but now they have another one.
It's on Hulu,
and we should get drunk and we should watch it.
I think it's just called The Kardashians or something like that. But there's a lot right now. There's a lot of...
Why would anybody listen to any of those people?
I have no idea.
I don't find them particularly interesting.
Why would you buy their products? Why would you...
I don't. I never bought their products.
What genius stuff are they saying that's changing your life?
Nothing.
They just have a lot of money.
Oh, my butt looks good.
That's it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
And...
But you did bring up a good thing about... I'm sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
The celebrity reality shows, like Dr. Drew, The Rehab Show. Mm-hmm. VH1 had a Real World of Celebrities called... The Surreal Life, where Vanilla Ice and the little guy from Austin Powers.
I do remember that show.
The guy from Chips. some of those 70s and 80s stars. And there's some just sad ones. But Flavor Flav had his own thing. Brett Michael.
I do remember watching that show. Yeah. And the Doug Clark necklace.
High quality reality TV. The dating ones?
The one with the poison guy. What's his name?
Brett Michaels.
Rock of Love.
There was also another show.
There's a million.
I know. It was this guy, and he was your wingman or something. Do you all remember that?
The pickup artist?
Yes, the pickup artist.
He wore like a big hat.
We learned about peacocking.
Oh, gosh.
Taught us a lot.
And I remember there was this one bigger gentleman who he gave a dog to because he won something. I don't know. And then he took the dog in an area to try to pick up a woman. Could not do it, even with the dog.
Bless his heart.
Bless his little baby soul.
It sounds creepy, too.
He wasn't peacocking hard enough.
It's probably not a good thing to do now.
I want
now.
You to put this thing in your ear, and I'm going to give you tips and lines, and I'm going to help you through this.
Yeah.
Pick up a chick.
I love that show.
I could not do
that. Petition to bring that show back.
No.
Bring back the peacock.
Okay.
The 2022 version.
What's the 2022 version?
Where we're not doing or saying things that are problematic. And misogynistic.
Well, that wasn't misogynistic.
I'm just saying, let's make sure none of
this
stuff is.
He was just telling them to put some flair on to attract their attention, you know? Almost like you guys are
he's
like
quoting
pros
the show,
or something.
Which is,
let's maybe not go down the American Pie segue and slap women's asses when they don't ask you to slap their ass.
Okay. Yeah. These were two popular ones.
Let's do that.
I don't know why they were popular, but this channel has a history of having kind of out there programming, but whatever that channel that shows Kate Plus 8 or the Duggar family.
Oh, yeah.
A&E, I think.
Plus 8. Right?
No, I think that's...
it was either Oxygen or Wii or TLC.
TLC.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of shows I'm not listing. Probably ones about, kids that dance that are too young.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yep.
Mama June.
I did watch Kate Plus 8 a little bit. Again, not every episode.
The original Karen haircut.
Yeah.
And boy, that was a train wreck of of their personal life or whatever.
Yeah, know. They're. I don't even know.
God, those kids are probably in their 20s, right?
I think they're.
Yeah.
30? I think the oldest ones, yeah.
Yeah.
The youngest ones, I think they just hit 18. I have no idea.
That whole family is messed up.
Yeah.
I'll give you a rundown of some of my favorites. Now, some of these may have come out like post 2010. But we were talking about the survival shows. I like the Bear Grylls one, or however you pronounce his name, Grylls.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah. And good for him. You know, he was in French Foreign Legion or whatever he did. But I like the show called Dual Survival. Sorry. Are you hung up on the Grylls? Grylls?
Well, because, sorry. It made me think about when we said
the Kane Rosso.
Kane Rosso, and then Christy's like, "It's Kanye Rosso," and then we listened to a YouTube video yesterday.
I wanted to hear how other people pronounce it.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't even remember.
It was Kanye.
Kanye.
Kanye Rosso.
Not Kanye.
Not Kanye.
Not Kanye. Not Kane.
Not Kane. Raising Kane.
It's not Raising Canes.
Kanye.
It's Kanye.
Kanye Rosso.
Kanye Rosso. But now I want Kanye Rosso.
Maybe for my birthday.
Maybe for lunch.
But do you know Dual Survival?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen it? Have you seen it?
Yeah.
They brought on a psychopath that lied about his military service. Both guys did. Both military guys lied about their military service.
Isn't that stolen valor?
Well, if you're in the military but you just BS about what you actually did in there.
Yeah.
I think that's a different kind of sort of stolen valor.
Yeah.
I think that's for the military guys to hash out because some if you're a sniper and some dude claims to be, that's going to be cause an issue where guys are going to go, "You're so full of S. You were just cleaning toilets, dude."
Yeah.
You know, so. But I like that show because it really did give you a lot of interesting things like how to light your arm on fire with like black powder to heal a wound or something, close a wound and stuff.
No, you can just cut my arm off. I'm good.
127 hours later, right here.
And they filmed a guy stabbing a wild boar with a... I think it was staged.
That was a good scene, though. I like that.
I
found
about.
This chicken wire here on this remote island.
Right.
I'm going to use it to flush the pig into the kill zone. Gross.
What's next?
Pawn Stars and American Pickers, two classics. Yes.
I watch American Pickers with you, and I have watched Pawn Stars.
Now,
but would I take it to a Pawn Stars?
I have this brand new Lamborghini. Yeah, let me bring it.
Best I can do is this pack of extra I got in my pocket.
Yeah, let me have my Lambo expert. I got somebody in the back here.
Oh, this is an old book written by William Shakespeare. Let me call my book expert.
It's a first
expert.
Edition.
Oh, this is Romeo and Juliet, first edition. No, I need the earlier edition. Like, what?
I need the notes.
Yeah, I don't know much about this. And then this, he'll be like, let me get my guy on the phone.
Oh, this
he'll
is
be like, I'll offer you $10. The guy's like, yeah, this is like worth minimum $10,000. He's like,
and then,
yeah.
Like, some of the stupidest shit on there, it's like they brought out the big guns, like, you've got a holographic Charmander card? I could probably do about 30,000 right now. And then everybody, you know, with antiques and shit behind it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I love that show. I love it. It's literally like going to GameStop. Like, that's how I felt about GameStop back in the day. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, I just got this brand new game that I don't want for Christmas, like, we probably do like 25 cents store credit.
Well, yes. I don't know why Pawn Stars was so popular for so many years with that Rick guy just giving like, oh, this is about William McKinley. Like most people are like, who? I don't like because some people are stupid. And they don't know their history and things like that. But American Pickers, that show was about ripping off rural America. Because they would just go to people's farms and like, hi, little old lady. I'll pay you 40% of what this stuff is worth. But it's cash
you
money.
You love this stuff.
I used
he
to.
Loves it.
People have ruined this stuff for
he
me.
He loves it.
They're like, oh, look at this old oil sign. It's worth about $2 million. I'll give you about $20,000 cash. It's cash.
Yeah.
You know, those shows have just ruined it.
I don't like it because now when I'm looking for antique stuff, like, people are like, I know what I have. And I'm like, you got a pile of rust in about 2 more years if you don't sell it today. Yeah. And they're like, no.
But I did my research.
And I know that
I know what I got.
Yeah.
I know what I got.
I'm holding out. Well, you'd be holding that for a while, buddy.
Exactly.
You'll be holding that until you're in the grave. Some of these people.
Here's my all-time three favorite. These are just mine. Don't judge it. These may be post-2010. But I'm going Shipping Wars is number one. Storage Wars, a show about buying storage units, became one of the biggest things. And then, of course, Hoarders, the show that makes everybody feel better about their house, apartment, and motivates you to clean.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're not hiding bags of poop in your house,
or dead cats in your fridge,
it's a great day and you're a winner. Or dead pit animals somewhere in the property.
That's disgusting.
I love Hoarders.
Just go buy you a storage unit, pay some dude to ship the stuff, and make sure you're not carrying a bunch of crap in your house. Love it. High quality reality TV entertainment. That's me, though. That's all I got.
That's in the books.
We all love reality TV, apparently, and it's all trashy, and it's all bad.
It's all bad.
It's all cringy.
Yeah.
It's all cringe.
We love it.
But,
like, if we were to film, think about it. How boring is your day-to-day life?
So boring.
It's so goddamn boring. It's so goddamn boring. If you were to film me and Ian... 99% of the time, if I'm not working and he's not at work, we're sitting on the couch and I'm scrolling TikTok, or now I'm playing Mario Kart on
today's
Switch.
Episode, Ian forgot to take out the trash.
And Bristol forgot to take out recycling on Thursdays.
It's like, where won't Quincy take a nap? Ian, that would be my show.
Ian is upset with how many times Sage has peed on the pee pad.
Not
it's too
on the
much. Too many times.
Or
the stress is real.
We just want to watch Netflix and Sage barks his head off at the inn.
For the 7th time, the Wi-Fi has dropped signal. What is up with the Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'd join you on that show because I want to know too.
Poor signal strength. My God, what world are we living in?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll run out and I'll connect to you guys' Wi-Fi just to see, like, is it only me or is, like, everybody's signal garbage in this complex?
Yesterday, we were trying to play with Rich, our friend, sorry. We were trying to play with our friend and on Nintendo, and the signal just kept dropping, like, every 5 minutes, and it was like, what the fuck? Like, I turned my Wi-Fi off.
It's servers.
Like,
satellites.
What do we need to do?
Russia's messing with satellites. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something.
So.
This was fun. We got to do another one like this.
You don't think this would like take up a whole podcast, but if you really get into it, we left out probably like 80% of the show.
Oh, yeah.
We could do a part two, technically.
Yeah, we definitely got to do a part two.
Yeah, maybe our two viewers can write in and give us a suggestion on...
maybe if we record it, we'll get more listeners.
I think
viewers.
If we upload actual podcasts, we may gain followers.
Maybe. That hasn't been proven to work, though.
But I did hear good feedback about our Chuck E. Cheese Discovery Zone. I was getting a lot of positive review.
You ruined that for me. No, Bristol did. Bristol ruined that after you gave us the dark history about...
It's still funny. God. Charles Entertainment and his humble beginnings as a street rat.
A little street rat orphan that's stealing other children's birthdays. Like,
hey,
he's
kid, I need your
some
birthday.
Demon. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just see your closet open.
Once
hey,
I reach
Timmy,
100
you got a
birthdays.
Birthday coming up. Why don't you share it with me? I wonder what that's like.
Share it with me. Only on Saturdays or Sundays, because that's the weekend, and that's when everyone celebrates their birthday. Right.
I can't believe people are upset that Discovery Zone shut down that germ factory. Like, let it go. I did love it back then, but not now.
COVID wouldn't have stood a chance in those ball pits, though.
That would be the first thing to shut down. They're like, okay, public events and Discovery Zone shut down.
Number one.
I think kids that played in those didn't get COVID. I'm willing to
like risk immune.
I have a super immunity because I went to 5 birthdays there in 1 year.
See?
So... Good luck to you if you didn't go to DZ.
Yeah.
We need more ball pits. You heard it here first.
Awesome. Right. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Growing Up Millennial. Again, not sure on the consistency here. We're trying to push out one episode a week. No guarantees on that. But... we appreciate you following us and listening, and we hope you have a great week.
And check out our Instagram for a raffle that may be coming up for cool swag.
We only need your credit card and your social to confirm your identity for the winner.
No.
No PlayStation 5s are involved.
Yet.
I don't even have a PlayStation 5.
You don't need a PlayStation 5.
It's a common 5. YouTube scammer. Hey, you've been entered to win. You won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game awesome. Night coming soon too, so be on the lookout for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that gonna happen?
That's gonna happen. We're gonna make that happen.
Okay. Awesome.
I'll go get my VHS camera to record it.
Hell yeah.
Wait, I thought your dad had like a Beta.
He has a Betamax with a tripod.
Hell yeah.
It probably holds up a little better than VHS, he would argue. But that's a different topic.
Can we convert that to digital?
He's trying.
Yeah. We can put it on a DVD.
Yeah. I think it's more expensive to do Beta versus
VHS. It's like
$100. Yeah, so it's like once a month.
Racket.
We're going to ball out. We're going to do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Have
a
good
one. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Keep it real.